Pirbosei Hopal as well. Today we are learning Bav Metzia Daf Chaf Ches. We're here at the bottom of Chaf Zayin Amabez. Amar Rava, it's about, 12 lines up, smack in the middle of the line. We're talking about, if you remember, whether simonim are deraisa, right, or derabanan, right? The fact that we give back an item based on simonim, is that deraisa or derabanan? So Gemara says, Amar Rava, intim salam or simonim lav deraisa. If you tell me that simonim are not deraisa, that's not a way that the Torah allowed a person to give back a legitimate item, right? According to that understanding, that approach, right, heichi madrina avidesa, he just asked a technical question. How could Chazal, right, say that you can use simonim, right? Because if the Torah says you can't use simonim, you need to have edim or something, right? So how could Chazal say now you can give it back with simonim? Maybe you're giving it back to the wrong guy. Because Gemara says, because the guy who finds a lost object is happy to give it back based on simonim, because so too, if he lost an item, so he can also get it back without edim or without any other type of proof, and if he gives the simonim. But what do you mean? You can't do a favor for yourself with money that's not yours. Meaning, again, we're concerned here, we're nervous that the guy is giving simonim, he's not actually the right owner. So what's the guy going to do? We're telling me that you can give it back to him because the guy who found it wants to be able to claim his own item, right? And you know, he wants to be able to rely on simonim for his own item if he eventually loses it. But here, what are you doing? You're giving back this guy's wallet to somebody else. So how does that work? How could he do himself a favor? Right, do himself a chesed. It's not his own item. So Elos, rather no. So what the pshat is that nichle lebal avid lemei of simonim lemishkoi, right? Because made the yodi the edim lesle. Right, it's good. The guy who owns the thing prefers to be able to give simonim because he doesn't have edim. He doesn't have, you know, not everybody brings edim that they buy a wallet, right? That they buy a watch, right? And people, not everybody has edim that they have that. So meimar amar, he would say kule amal yodi simonim uvhagim dido, right? Nobody else knows these, you know, the ins and outs of this wallet. So I'll give my edim, I'll give the signs and the simonim that I know to be true. I know there's a little mark on the inside. I know there's a blockbuster card from 1998 and whatever. You can find these simonim, right? And then he'll get the item back because he doesn't have edim. Not everybody brings edim that he bought a wallet at a flea market on a random Sunday. Okay, tough. Gemara says, but 1 second. The Mishnah said, this Mishnah we learned about a week ago. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amar, Echad Lova Mishlosha, Yachzir Lova. Right, again, if you mind, if you find a bunch of shtaros. So if the shtaros are that he borrowed from three different people, so you should give it back to the borrower, because obviously they belong to him. Mishlosha Shalovim and Echad, if three people borrowed from one guy, so the Machzir Lamalva, you should return it back to the lender, because obviously he's the one, right, who dropped the shtaros. So the Gemara says, 1 second, but nichli lova ladur le malva. Why, what, is the lova happy that you should give the item back to the malva based on simanim? Right, in that case, this logic doesn't work. So hasam svaru. So no, the Gemara says, no, there it makes sense. Right, echad alova mishloshi yachzir lova, it's gotta be lova shchichi. Right, it's much more common, right, that the lova, the borrower, right, will have the shtaros, right, but malva lo shchichi, but it's not so common, right, for the lender to have the shtaros. Must be that it fell from the lova. And then, again, similarly, in the case where three people borrowed from one guy, yachzir the malva, should give back to the lender, to gabi malva shchichi, right, gabi lova lo shchichi. That's much more common, right, for three, right, for the guy who has the singular party in the transaction, right, to be holding like the shtaros, but that does not have anything to do with what we're talking about. Ella has the time, but one has, I can hold on 1 second. The Mishnah says also that must attack shel shtaros. If you find a bundle of shtaros, or a gudel shel shtaros, right, there's a bundle and there's a rolled up, right, shtar, but basically you find a bunch of shtaros that are kind of taped or whatever together, right, rolled up together. Raise out yachzir, you should give it back. But Gemara says, you can also argue, does the lova want you to give the shtaros back to the malva? Right, because again, why theoretically that logic works by a case of a wallet or a lost, you know, whatever. But here, right, the borrower doesn't want the shtaros to go back to the malva. The Gemara says, simonim d'oraisa. So it must be, right, that simonim are d'oraisa. The chiyuv of the pasuk says, vaya imcha ado shachicha oso. Right, you should keep the lost object until your achicha, until the other Jew, until your brother, right, comes and looks for it. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Keep it until he until he looks for it, until he comes to claim it or whatever. So obviously you can't give it back to him before the guy starts to look for it. Elder Shayu, no, so Darshan, not the Posek. Right, Imramayu, if he's a scammer, Eno Ramai. May you look into the fact whether he's a scammer or not. Labasimonim, how do you do that? Right, what do you, isn't it with Simonim? You tell him you found the coat, and the guy says, it's a black coat, and it's missing, cracked the button over here, and it's got this little stitch over here. That's a Simonim. So that's how you know he's not scamming you. Therefore, Shema Minol must be with that Simonim Ardaraisa. So Amar Rava, the Rava then says, In Tim Salomar Simonim Daraisa, if you'll tell me that Simonim Ardaraisa, this question says, what do you mean, In Tim Salomar? Right, how push it like Simonim Daraisa? Well, you 2 seconds ago told me that Simonim Ardaraisa from the Pasuk. So he says, no. So the Gemara says, Mishum de Ika Lamemar Kidarashina. No, you could answer earlier that, we didn't mention it right now, but if you remember what we said before, right, when we said originally, maybe Simonim Ardaraisa, and we quoted this idea that maybe right, you should use Simonim to identify right, if the guy is lying or not. So maybe you shouldn't use Simonim, you should use Edim. Right, that's what we said before. That's what we said yesterday's daf. Right, so maybe we should use Edim. So maybe it's not real. That pasuk may not necessarily be a real clear slam dunk proof that Simonim are Daraisa. So Gemara said, anyway, so Simonim is Simonim Yaniach. Let's say you have two people coming and giving Simonim. So what do? You Yaniach. You leave the item, don't give it to either one of them. Rashi says until Elio comes. Excuse me. And you should just leave it there. Okay, fine. That's if you have Simonim versus Simonim. Let's say two people come in Simonim ve'edim. Like one guy has witnesses, one guy has Simonim. So you not saying labala edim, so then you give it to the guy with edim, because that's already, that's clear, that's for sure, d'oraisa. Simonim ve'simonim ve'ed echad. Let's say one guy has Simonim, another guy has Simonim, and the guy has ed echad also. He has one witness, not two, but one witness. So ed echad command the lesser dummy. So the ed echad doesn't count. Right? It's not there. Therefore, it's viewed as Simonim versus Simonim. Then v'aniach, you should leave it. Ad ede ariga v'edin nefila. Let's say you have edim that the guy wove and constructed the piece of clothing, and edim that the guy dropped it. Right? The guy wove a shirt and then or a jacket, and then edim that someone else dropped it. So he doesn't leave the nefila. Right? We give it to the guy who has edim that it fell. Damrina and zvuni zavna menish machuina nafal. Because we say that the guy, yeah, he wove the shirt, but he or the jacket, but then he sold it. Right? And obviously, it must be belong to somebody else. Midas arco, midas rochbo. If you have length versus width, since you nasi the midas arco, you give it to the one who gives the length. The midas rochbo, because the width, right, shiri ka mashirila, right, kad mashirila, right, a person can kind of estimate, right, kad mechase le mara vekoi, right, when the guy is standing there wearing the piece of clothing so that you can kind of guess. But midas arco, lo mishtarle, we can't necessarily, right, guess the length. I mean, you can imagine like a talus, for example, right, a talus. You see basically how wide a person is, right? Talus goes from side to side, and you guess that, you know, it's how, 18 inches, 20 inches, whatever it is, however, right, whatever the 2D image, right, of the guy is. But a length, right, the talus is folded up, so you're not sure how exactly, right, how long it is. So the guy who knows the length, right, Pasha says that's, you know, he knows the talus better, and it belongs to him. Minus arco, minus rochbo, minus gamav. Let's say you have the length and the width. The other's got the length and the what's it called? Meaning up and down, meaning the combination of the two. Right, you're not saying lemidas arko v'rochbo. Actually, you give it to one who knows the length and the width. Right, that's more. The second one midas arko midas rochbo is length and width. Midas gamov is that is what's it called? That's is that the other dimension, whatever you call it? I forget. The depth, I guess, maybe? The breadth? I forget exactly. How do you describe that? But okay. Either way. Midas arko, midas rachbo, midas mishkalosov. Let's say some guy will give the weight. So then you take the midas mishkalosov. Then you give it to the guy who knows the weight, because that's already, you know, he must have, you know, intricate knowledge, right, of the item, and it must be his. Okay. Who omer simani haget, but he omer simani haget. Let's say a husband and a wife both give simani, so you're not saying law, you should give to her, and Pasha says, because if she knows about the get and knows, you know, the simanim on the get, so it must be that she got it, right? If the husband never gave it to her, so that she wouldn't know. So Gemara says, but my, what kind of simani are we talking about? Ilim me this arko v'rochbo, if you tell me it's length and width, so then Dilma b'hadi nake, but it could be he was just holding it, right? And she can, you know, estimate it. So, you know, it's a foot by 2 feet or whatever. Ella, rather, no, nekev yesh bo betzad os ploni. It must be, it had a hole, right, in the, you know, the one of the olives or whatever. Right, so she obviously got it and read it, and so it must be that bones there. Hu omer simani achut, v'hi omeres simani achut. Let's say there's some sort of rope or some sort of, I guess, rubber band, right, in the vernacular, right, and keeping the shtar together, keeping the get together, you know, so, no, you should give her, you should give it to her as well. But my, how do you, what kind of simonim are there by a rope? Right, so if you tell me the color, right, white or red, what do you mean? Maybe he was holding it and it was bound together, and she saw what color the rope is or the rubber band was. So minas arko, must be she said how long it was. Let's say he says it was in a bag, some sort of leather bag, and she says this as well. So you're not saying low. In that case, you give it to him because my time. And why is that? Because made the yod the kol madi isle bechafizu demanachle. Because apparently, right, she knows his habits. They were married, right? He knows that he carries around. He has a couple of bags at home, right? Some leather skin bags, and that's what he puts everything in. So it must be that it was in there, and that wouldn't, the fact that it was in that, right, doesn't prove anything. Okay, says the Mishnah. How long, right, do you have to announce, right, a lost item? I said, "Gemara, Tanakam, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir." Well, I guess that's after this. But Rabbi Meir says, "I kadesh sheyedu boshchenov." I told the neighbors. Excuse me, until the neighbors know about it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Shlosh regalim, right? V'achar haregla achron shivas yomim, right? So three chagim and 7 days." Right, just to make sure, right? Kadesh Yehuda Chlebeso Shlosha, Rabbi Yachzor Shlosha, Rabbi Yachzor Yom Echad. So the guy can, you know, go home, check what he's got, right? Come back and right and get the item, right? Or sure, announce it, at least announce it for 1 day. Right, so the guy can figure out again. The guy finds it, realizes it's in his house, right? Comes back and announces it. All right, 3 days there, 3 days back. The Gemara is going to analyze right, why 3 days specifically. So the Gemara says Tana Shcheine Aveda, my Shcheine Aveda. What do you mean? And the neighbors need to know, right? Rabbi Meir said the neighbors need to know that there's a lost object here. What do you mean, the neighbors? If you're talking about the shechinim, the neighbors of the guy who lost the item, well, that could be anybody, right? How do you know the neighbors of the guy who lost the item if you don't know who lost the item? So the Gemara says, if you know who the neighbors are, you know who the guy is, and you should give it back to him, right? And he should be able to go get the item. So the Gemara says, it must be the neighbors of the place where the lost object, right, was found. Okay, fine. Rabbi Yehuda says that, again, he has said the three chagim in plus 7 days. So Gemara says, Ramin, one second. On the third day of Marcheshvan, Tanakhama says, on the third day of Cheshvan, right, we start asking for Geshem. Right, this is a Mishnah in Tainus. It's not a Bryce, it's a Mishnah in Tainus. That basically, again, we start saying Mashi Baruch, and St. Talamata really is the question here, but it's Mashi Baruch and Mar Geshem, we say already right after Sukkos, when we start diving for Geshem, but in terms of the Saint Talamata of the Bracha, right, so that's a question. When do we start davening for rain? So the Chorah, the Machlokas is, as you'll see in a second, right, how long, right, it takes for people to get home, because everybody comes to Yerushalayim, right, we don't want it to rain on them when they're going home. So as soon as we're comfortable, the people are in their houses, then we start davening for rain. So Tanakhama says, on the third day of Geshem, and again, Sukkos ends, test starts in Tezvav, goes 7 days, Chav Beis, so now, okay, so for the third of Marcheshvan, that's about 10 days or so, right, ballpark, without, figuring out exactly the math, because I always get confused, like, on the date and plus, minus, whatever. It's not as simple as, 27 plus 6 to, depending on, right, Chasar and, right, how months are sometimes 29, sometimes 30, okay. Anyway, till the third day of Marcheshvan. Ram Gamliel Omer, Bizayin Bo, on the seventh day, and this is where Rabbi Gamliel does the math for you, right? Tesvav Yom Achar Chag, 15 days after Shmini Atzeres, right? Kadesh Yagia Achron Shavaretz Yisrael in our Pras, so that the last person traveling can get to the Pras, the Euphrates River, right? That is the farthest, or that's part of the boundaries in Eretz Yisrael, right? But as defined in the Chumash. So here we're telling me, right? Again, Rabbi Gamliel says, right, there's 15 days to get, from to all the expanses of the settlements in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yehuda is only giving him 7, right? Meaning, and that 7 is 3 days there and 3 days back. So what's going on over here? Is it 3 days? Is it 15 days? So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says Lo Kasha, Kam Mikdash Rishon, Kam Mikdash Sheni. Right? Depends. Depends when you had what time, which base Hamikdash it was. I have a Mikdash Rishon and the first base Hamikdash in the Fisha Yisrael too. But there were a lot of Jews. Baruch Hashem, Nechtiv, Behu. There was said Yehuda Yisrael, Rabin Kechol Asher Al Hayam Larov. Right? There are many Jews just like the sea. Right? And Kulei Hai. So you needed 15 days, right, to get back because the settlements, you know, were. Settlement, not in a political sense, right? I mean, the Jewish country, the people living in Eretz Yisrael, the settlers, we could just say that because it's the easiest word. The settlements went, for 15 days journey. But Ina and Kulei, so Ina and Kulei, you needed all this type of time. But Mikdash Sheni, in the time, 7 big time, Mikdash, Shalom, Nefisha, Yisrael, Tuva, when there weren't so many Jews, the Chetiv, Behuk, Sepasik says, Kol Kahal, Ke'echad, Arba, Ribo, Alofim, probably Alpayim, right? Shlosh Meos, Veshishim, right? Everything else was, right? That's 42,000. 360. So that wasn't so big. Obviously, not talking about Shishim Ribo, right? And certainly not talking about a case where the Jews measured as much as the sea, right? And the sand, Kachol Ayam, right? The sand and the sea. So Lo Be'in and Kulei Hais, therefore you didn't need as much time, and therefore, right, there were 3 days. So the Gemara is going to have a bunch of kashas to this and a bunch of different possibilities how to resolve the 3 days or the 15 days thing. So Amar Abaye said, what do you mean? Pasuk says, Vaksiv, we have Vayeshu HaKohanim HaLevim, right? Hamashorim VaHashorim V'chol Yisrael V'Arayim. Right, that you had, they resettled, right, all of the cities that they had settled, right, in the first time Beis HaMikdash. So the distance must have still been the same. It doesn't make sense, right? That it wasn't that Bnei Yisrael just clustered around Yerushalayim. They went back to all the cities they had. Okay, there were less people, but still they resettled the cities they had 70 years before that in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, "V'kevin dehachi hu ipcha mistavra." And if you tell me, right, that it was smaller, but they were in the same kind of boundaries, so the reverse makes more sense. Right, Mikdash and Rishon during the first time of Beis HaMikdash and Fisha Yisrael too, but there were a lot of Jews. Dimitzah was for Alma, people were all together. Dimashkachi Shayarta, there were a lot of caravans, there were a lot of buses. Right, the buses ran all night. The bus ran all night, right? But you had lines, trains leaving every hour. So Lo Be'in and Kulei Hai, you didn't need so much time to get to the edge, of Eretz Yisrael. V'sagi v'tos le'yami, all you needed was 3 days. But by Mikdash Sheni, the Lo Nefishi Yisrael too, but there are not so many people. In times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they're still traveling that far distance. V'lo mitzvos alma, and people were not together so much. There weren't so many caravans. Right? You didn't have the nighttime bus lines. The train stopped at 10 o'clock or whatever it is. So, right? You needed all this type of time, right, to get to the edge of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that's one way to resolve the steer between 3 hours, 3 days of Rabbi Yehuda and the 15 days, right, of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Rav Amar, Rav says, difference. Lo Shlom being the Shri, Lo Shlom being the Sheni. Forget first base HaMikdash, second base HaMikdash. Lo Chichu Rabbanan, Ba'aveda, Yosem Yidai. It's a different halacha. Right? By the time of Mashiach Ruach Marei Geshem, yeah, we're not going to daven for rain until everybody gets back, mamish, to the end. But by an aveda, by a lost object, you're going to wait. Right? If it's 15 days, right, to get there and get back, right, you're holding this thing for like a month. Right? Rebuta said you announce it for 3 regalim and then another month afterwards till everybody comes back. You don't need that much time. Right? You don't need that much time. So Rebuta simply gave, right, an extra 7 days. Right, 3 days there, 3 days back, fine. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Shema, apparently, what do you see? Right, so kimachers glima machers. Kimachers is when you announce whatever you found. Glima machers, you announce that you found a piece of clothing. These all kadai de chavedasa machers, because if you say I found, I got a lost object, and you don't say what it was, so then being on the mitzvah lechad yome liyunivimane. So you got to give an extra day, right, to figure out, to look around, right, for the guy to look in his closet, check his whole house, see if any item is missing. And then, everybody's going to check their entire thing, go through the whole checklist. I don't know if there's, they had a checklist, but they're trying to figure out if they lost something. Apparently, it must be. But if you're giving a guy a chance to go back to his house and check and see what's going on, right, so it must be, right, that you're announcing what the item is, because otherwise, when you guys going to do Bidikas Chametz when he gets home right after Sukkot, you can check all of his stuff. Not possible. Rava says, no, I feel Tema Vidasa Machers. No, you can still say the announcement is that he found a lost object. Because I didn't want to make a person make a tircha, right, for so long. But they didn't want to, make the guy stick around even longer. And yes, even though theoretically the guys to go check out all the stuff, my Chazal did not want to add, right, more than the 3 days there, 3 days back. Okay, fine. Tell me about it. I learned the number. Regel Rishon, Omer Regel Rishon. Regel Sheni, Omer Regel Sheni. Regel Shlishi, Omer Stam. When the guy announces that he found somebody's wallet, Right, so the first chag, again, right, you get three chagim, right, and then, right, you know, it was 7 days. So for the three chagim, right, for the first two chagim, you say, I found it, and this is the first chag. The guy says, I found it, and this is the second chag. And the third chag, just say, I found the lost object, and everybody will understand that that's the last one, and they only have a couple of days to claim it. The Gemara says, Vamai lema regular shlishi. What's the big deal? Why can't the guy just say, I found the lost object, and this is, sure enough, this is the third regal. So hurry up. Because sometimes people will hear, I found the lost object, and this is the, you know, this is chag number, and they kind of miss the last detail. They think it's the second chag, and then I think they have more time. So Gemara says, well, Shani Nami, the first, second one also. Right? Also, the chluvi berishon. They could, you know, literally mean chluvi means the exchange, but they might confuse it with the first one. Right? So why do you announce that this is the second regal? So Gemara says, ha ka asi regal shlishi. Yeah, because even if they think it's the first regal, right? So what will happen? They'll come back to Yishalayim the next time. Right? They heard it on Pesach. They thought it was the first regal. They come Shavuos. But now the guy's what? The guy's announcing it again, right? He's saying it's the third regal because they made a mistake, but so what? So the guy's in Shalim, so I'll claim it from him, right? And it's not a big deal if you confuse the second and the first. It's only a big deal if you confuse the second and the third, right? Because then people will think they have more time and they don't actually really. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan went under the Raisa. Bari Shonim back in the day, Kol Misha Matzah Avida Hayam Machir Zaleh Shalosh Regalim. They would actually do this, right? For three Chagim, they would announce it. V'achar regal achron shev yisam, they would give it 7 days. K'dei she'elich shalosh v'yachz v'shalosh v'yachz yom mechaz. Right, so the guy should go back, right, and forth, right, 3 days and 1 day to get some sort of, you know, simonim and claim the item, etc. B'shachar v'yis ha-mikdash, but when the Beis ha-mikdash was destroyed, she'yeh bona b'mher v'yameinu, amen ken yiratzon, that the Beis ha-mikdash should be destroyed, should be, chas shalom, that was destroyed and should be speedily rebuilt, b'mher v'yameinu, amen. Mamish need the Beis HaMikdash. She was able to bring Korban Pesach coming up in a couple of weeks. Mr. Shem of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's Kino Shiyu Machrizen Bevet the Knesset Bote Midrash. They say they were Chazal decided they should announce lost objects in Shul, right? Because people weren't going to Yerushalayim, right? There's no Beis HaMikdash. Imagine, right? People get so annoyed at the announcements in Shul, right? So can you imagine if you listed all the lost objects in the neighborhood also? Like, oh my gosh, people would go crazy. Anyway, Tachlis is they had a time where people could announce lost objects. And finally, right, Misha Rabbo Anasim, unfortunately, there were Anasim, and the Gemara will explain what that was for a second, in a second. But Hitkinu Sheyim Udiyim by the Shechina Ulamiyudav Vidayo. People would just simply, they wouldn't even announce in Shul, they would just tell the people in their neighborhood, right, and people would spread the word that way, right, and then they would find the lost item. Then they would claim their lost item. Gemara says, my Misha Rabbo Anasim, what do we mean Anasim, right? We have different, right, refers to different things. In the Gemara, when it says Anasim, so here the Gemara says it's the Amri Aved Telamalka, people who said that any lost object belongs to the king, right? We don't want those people hanging around Shul. We definitely don't want those people claiming and taking all these lost objects. So they just stopped announcing it. And they just started passing word of mouth around the neighborhood. Rabbi Ami Ashkach Udya de Dinari, Rabbi Ami once found a kli with some gold coins in it. And Chazia, and he saw who Bar Nash, there was a guy, right, the Kamirtas. And a guy saw that Rabbi Ami was nervous that the guy was going to grab it for him. So Amalei, he said to him, Zil Shkol Anafshkol, he said, go take it for you, for yourself. Telef Parsoy, we're not Persians. Dami de Vasa Lamalka, who's, again, apparently it was a Persian thing to say all the lost objects go to the king. Right? Apparently he wasn't Persian. Bar Nash, I don't know, does it say in Rashi what nationality it was? I don't know. Okay, either it doesn't, can't find it right now. Fine, bye. Obviously past the Mishnah, but let's get there first, right? Tanur Rabbanan went under the Raisa, Evan Toin Haisav Yerushalayim, Kol Misha Avda Lo Aveda Nathan El Sham. Right, they had a lost and found in Yerushalayim. It was called the stone that people could claim things on, right? Evan Toin, the stone that you would claim on, right? Anybody lost an object would go there. Kol Misha Mosei Aveda Nathan El Sham, and anybody who found the lost object would go there. And Ze Omer Machriz of Ze Omer Venota Simonim Venotla. Right, one guy announces, one guy takes, right, gives a simonim, he takes his item. Fantastic. Mazua Sheshaninu, and this is what we're referring to when we talked about Tsuru im Nimches Evan Atoin. When what was this story? This story about Choni Amagil. Choni, who was people didn't have any water, right, and they went to Choni Amagil, a tremendous tzaddik, asked him to daven for rain. So Choni, right, drew a circle around his feet, right, in the dust, and said to Kosh Baruch Hu, I'm not moving until there's rain. And sure enough, Kosh Baruch Hu sent a tremendous amount of rain. And then the people came back to Choni and said, please daven for the rain to stop. And Choni was like, no, we don't daven for ostensibly, objectively bad things, right? We want the rain, right? And he just mentioned one of the things he said is that, what is the Evan Atoyin, right, covered in water, right? Is that been, you know, destroyed by the rain? No, it hasn't. So, okay, we're not doing that. Fine. Okay. That was just part of the give and take. All right. Says the Mishnah. Amar Savida v'lo Amar Simonel. Person says he nailed that he got a coat, right? But he didn't give, right, the proper simonim, right? They got the color wrong, or he didn't have it, or whatever. So lo yitin lo, obviously you shouldn't give it to him. And the Gemara is going to have to say what. Obviously, that should not be even a question whatsoever. All right, okay, fine. Varamai, if the guy is a scammer, if you know he's a scammer, alf pisha amar simonim lo yitin lo, even if you know. Right, that he has the simonim, you just shouldn't give it to him. Pazik says, Adrosh Achicha, so again, we saw this before, right, you should look out and find your brother, Ajit Tidrosh Achicha, Im Ramayhu, Im Eno Ramay, right, make sure you know whether he's trying to scam the system, or not. Itmar said, Rabbi Huda Amar Avidaso Machers, Rabbi Nachma Amar Gluma Machers. Again, we quoted this Machlokas already before, right, Rabbi Huda, that's not Rabbi Huda, but Rabbi Huda says, the guy announces he found a lost object, doesn't say what it is, and Rabbi Nachman says you should announce the item, right, you should announce that it's a piece of clothing. Rabbi Huda Amar Avidaso Machers, the Iamar Gluma Machers, Chashinul Ramai. Rabbi Huda says that you should announce that you found a lost item, because if you say it was a coat, so someone's going to say, oh, I lost a coat, right, like you announce, anybody lose some money? Everybody says, oh, I lost some money. I said, we're nervous that people are going to scam you. And you know, they're going to give it to the wrong guy. Rav Nachman says, Galima Machers, you announce that you have a coat because we're not concerned for people to scam a system. Dim Kane, ain't double yourself, because you can never. Again, you can always, maybe there's somebody who scam, maybe he knows it's a blue coat, or maybe he knows it's a blue coat that has a golden buttons. You can never, right, be fully 100 million percent sure that this is, right, the guy's cloak, if he's claiming all the maybe it's his best friend's coat and he hangs out with him all the time and he knows all the details, he knows all the same on him, so he's stealing it. Right, it's okay, saying that for self, so therefore you can announce, at least you should announce that you found a coat. So now we're under the Mishnah. Amar Savi Devlo Amar Simonel. Again, this is a Kashan Rav Nachman. Right? Again, Rav Nachman says that you announce that you found a coat, or you found an item, right, a piece of clothing, or whatever. Amar Savi Devlo Amar Simonel. Again, our Mishnah said if you said you found a lost object, and the guy says, yeah, I lost an object, but he doesn't say give the simonim, right, you shouldn't give it to him. So Gemara says, Amar Spishlam Avidasa Machariz HaKamash Malon, Avagav Damar Glima, right, Kilo Amar Simonim Lo Madrinale. So if you tell me, like Rav Yehuda, right, that's it, yeah, just checking, yeah, like Rav Yehuda, who says that you announce you found a lost object, and the guy says, well, it was a coat, and he says, oh yeah, what color coat, and he doesn't know. So then the Mishnah has to teach me, you don't give it back to him, because that's not enough, you gotta nail the color, right, of the simon of the item. But if you say that you announce a coat, so what's the halacha of the Mishnah? Amar ihu glima, v'amar ihu glima. Guy says, I found the coat. The guy says, great, I lost the coat. So tzrich lemeimer ki lo amar simonel lo madrinale. What do you have to tell me, that if a guy doesn't get the right color, right, you don't give it back to him? Obviously, right? He's giving you the same information you're giving him. I found the coat. I lost the coat. Oh, great, fantastic. Well, obviously, you don't give it back to him in that case. So amar of safra lolam glima machers. You could answer that, really, no, maybe you should announce that you found the coat. Amar ihu glima, amar ihu simonim, right? And the case in the Mishnah is where, right, he said that he found a coat. I mean, that they found a coat, and the guy said, gives the proper simonim. Umay lo amar simonim, lo amar simonim muvhakim dida. The guy didn't give sufficient simonim. Meaning, the guy gave a general coat. It's a winter coat. But he didn't say it's a green coat with a couple of buttons on it, right? He only gave those type of simonim. Right? If the guy gets that you got a coat, right, okay, fine, but he doesn't give the proper simonim, so in that case, you shouldn't give it back to him. Okay. Veramai, right, aval pisha amar simonelo yitinlo, harezelo yitinlo, don't give it to the guy if he's known to be a scammer or a stealer or a thief or whatever. Tanur baram another baisa, barishona, komish avdolo avida, hayenos simonim vinotla. Back in the day, right, originally, at the beginning, right, someone lost the lost item, right, gave the simonim, you could give it to him. Bishurabu haramayim, but there were scammers, there were people who tried to start kind of getting all these items. You would need an extra level, right? You'd say you have to give the simonim, and then you'd have to give eidim that you're not a ramai. Like the following story, right? Yehad the avu the rapapa the itchra irkas le chamra. Right, he lost a donkey, veshkechua, and somebody found it. right? Rav Papa's father, well, lost the donkey, somebody found it. Also, the Kamei Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, right? So they went to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, and it's, I guess, the Beis Din or whatever. So Amalei, he said to him, Zil Isi Sadi, the Lav Ramayat. Right? Go bring Edim, right? That you're not a scammer, that you're not trying to scam the system, Vital. And you're not stealing it, right? And then you can take it, because obviously he had the Simonim, right? Maybe the saddle, like we talked about before. So also Isi Sadi, right? He brought with Edim, right? So Amaluli, so he said to them, right, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, the judge, right, said, Yadinim Be'ed Ramayhu. He says, do you know if this guy is a Ramay? So Amalu in. They said, yes. Meaning, what they meant to say was, yes, we know that he's not a Ramay. But when they asked him, they said, do you know if this guy's a Ramay? And they said, yes. So Amalu, an Ramay, Anna? So Rapapa said, Rapapa's father said, what do you mean? I'm a Ramay? I brought you Edom to tell me that I'm not a Ramay. So I'm like, yeah, I don't love Ramayat coming. That's what we meant. That's what we meant. You're not a Ramay. So I'm Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. For Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, makes sense that if this guy, Rav Papa's father, brought these Edim, so obviously he's not coming to testify and be made, right, that he's not a Ramay, that he is a Ramay, rather. Must be coming to testify that he's not a Ramay, right, and you can give him the items back. All right, we'll stop here just because, as you can tell, the... even though we could get to the bottom, but you know, Chavtesim Adav is a little bit shorter tomorrow. So we'll stop here by the Mishnah. We'll go fight the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.